I'm sorry. But there was nothing I could do for him.
Are you sure? I mean, can you check just one more time?
I'm afraid he's dead, Mary.
But he seemed so full of life these past weeks.
I knew something like this would happen. We should have forced him to take his medication.
The choice was his and his alone. It's just the two of us now, Mary.
You know that you can always rely on me, don't you?
Thank you, Bob.
It's the least I can do. That must be the ambulance.
I'll get it.
What do you want?
I've come to see Larry.
Well, you can't. He's dead.
He can't be.
So much for the power within, eh?
I'm sorry.
I bet you are. You can't use them to fool your followers anymore, can you? Sorry.
Your father was a very special man. He meant a great deal to me. Can I see him? Just once more. Please.
Sure. Sorry. He's in the music room. There on the right. We're in the kitchen.
Larry, I know that you can hear me. It's not time for you to go yet. There's too much work to be done. And I can't do it without you. You said you loved me. If that's true, then reach deep inside your mind. Harness all that love and passion for life. And make your way back to me.
What's she doing in there?
God knows. She wanted to be alone with him.
They were great friends, Mary. She made him very happy during those last months.
You're right. Even I couldn't prescribe a medication which could do that.
Shh. She's coming.
Thank you for letting me have some time with him. You will let me know if there's anything that I can do for you, won't you?
Of course we will.
We'll be in touch with you about the funeral arrangements.
Thank you.
What's that?
Who's playing the piano?
Is this some kind of surprise party? What are you all doing here?
Larry.
But that's impossible.
Oh, crikey, I'm naked. Sorry, I'll go and get my dressing gown.
Here.
Am I dreaming, or can you all see what I'm seeing?
I was in this place of pitch blackness, and I was all alone. But then I heard a voice, faint to begin with, like the first notes of a sonata played on a piano in the distance. The sound was so sweet that I had to follow it as it got louder. And as I pursued it, the darkness gave way to dazzling white light, and the rhythm gained momentum, pulsing through me like the sound of my own heartbeat.
But you... You were... He
You've
was...
You've come back. You've come back, Larry.
In Lazarus, Christine was played by Noma Dumuzwaini, Larry by Robert Blythe, Mary by Stephanie Racine, Martha by Sarah Tom, and Dr. Anderson by Patrick Brennan. Lazarus was written by Winsome Pinnock. and the director was Jessica Dromgoole.
And tomorrow, the writer Tom Wells gives us a new version of The Parable of the Sower, set in a secondary school science club. That's at 10:45 tomorrow evening here on Radio 3. But now, Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Merry Christmas, James, and many, many thanks. Around midnight tonight, we've a special gift for the world. Our December Late Junction session, which brings together Nils Frahm, Ghost Poet and Hailim Kim. But before that, we follow up a path that's strewn with musical treasure of one kind or another. Although it's very curious how, at this time of the year, so many different kinds of music suddenly sound Christmassy. For example, this traditional Shona tune from Mona Swezi's debut CD, The Village, which I suppose has been one of my albums of the week. There may not be a single sleigh bell or a sniff of roasting chestnuts, but somewhere in the descending sax line and the harmonies, you can feel that Christmas thing going on. Or is it just me?
Oh,
one of Thelonious Monk's lesser-known tunes, A Merrier Christmas, played there by the Respect Sextet, who enjoy themselves like only left-field jazzers can. You can hear more of them on our next edition of Late Junction on Christmas night. I'm Max Reinhardt. Welcome to Late Junction. And if you want to get directly festive with us, then tweet us at BBC Radio 3 or email late.junction@bbc.co.uk during the programme. A sublime sax solo from Getachew Mercuria, playing and singing the Ethiopian classic Tezeta. As his bandmate said, the entire world seems to stop moving under his spell when Getachew plays that tune. Before that, you heard the carol that Benjamin Britten wrote when he was but 16 years of age, Hymn to the Virgin, performed by the Choir of Jesus College, Cambridge, directed by Mark Williams. And before that, 1950s Yuletide classic Hey Santa Claus by one of the biggest groups in the doo-wop pantheon, the Platters. Over now to Noah Lewis, who's about to holler and blow away the devil in the woodpile, a tune he recorded in Memphis, Tennessee, way back in 1929.
People, did y'all know the devil in the woodpile out here this morning? Is he him down there hollering? Ooh.
is the time for giving. We learned that from since we're small, but from year to year it's the same old thing. Santa's coming to call. We always ignore it or forget it. This we know it's true. So this coming Christmas, let's all make an effort, get a present for Santa too. Let's trade in the old sleigh and the reindeer for a big car with a chauffeur. Get a helicopter, because everybody loves their old Santa Claus. Having fun, Santa brought presents for everyone, but he had to squeeze through a chimney for Nicholas. What a horrible place to pass. Why not open your window or your front door so Santa could bring his gifts? I find that climbing on a rooftop and coming through a chimney is a whole lot of stupidness. Move him from the North Pole, cause it's so cold. Give him an apartment with modern equipment. I made a butler, he deserved. Let us show our love to dear Santa Claus. Everybody drinking beer, whiskey and rum, for Santa ain't getting on. And his jingle bells, there old Santa goes, wearing the same old red clothes. We should be ashamed, we should be blamed, to treat Santa Claus like a brute. So let's chip in some dollars, take him to the tailors for a new continental suit. Take him out to a nightclub or a movie, get some fine chicks and give a party. It's time to chip in and do our share, to make sure he comes more than once a year.
Bach's Break Forth, O Beauteous Heavenly Light, from the Christmas Oratorio, sung there by Sufjan Stevens and friends, summoning us all to participate in what Sufjan calls this absurd cosmic adventure, pursuing holly jolly songs of hope and redemption with a sacred heart for the love of the holidays. Before that, Trinidad soca pioneer Lord Nelson had no such qualms. His Party for Santa Claus serves up a calypso full of good ideas to improve the lot of everybody's favourite messenger, Santa Claus, so that maybe he'll come round more than just once a year. Spare us. As you probably know, last week the world lost one of its greatest ever musicians, Pandit Ravi Shankar. And so we've been playing a raga for Ravi each night this week. Tonight's Raga Lalit is a pre-dawn melody full of delicate romance and bhakti, or spiritual devotion. This is Ravi Shankar solo, accompanied only by Pradyot Sen and Kamala on tambora, or drone. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
master at his majestic work. Ravi Shankar performing Raga Lalit. His music will be with us as long as there is music. And here's a date for your diary. Lucy Duram will be presenting a two-programme tribute to Ravi. That's World Roots on the 6th and 13th of January here on Radio 3. Coming up very soon, our December Late Junction session. But first, a Marian hymn that is virtually 1,000 years old. It's mentioned in Chaucer's prioress's tale, Alma Redemptoris Mater. Loving Mother of Our Saviour, sung by Gothic Voices, directed by Christopher Page.
Oh.
Alma Redemptoris Mater, Loving Mother of Our Saviour, performed by Gothic Voices, directed by Christopher Page. And we've had a very nice tweet in from at Unitary Patent, that's the one. Well, he or she says, this is making the last few moments before the end of the world rather pleasant. Well, I'm glad you feel like that, because it's time to let the donkey see the magi, as they say. Time, in fact, for this month's Lake Junction session, which brings together Nils Frahm from Berlin, who was taught to play piano by Nahum Brodsky, a student of the last scholar of Tchaikovsky, ghost poet, a London-based musician, singer and producer, and Hailim Kim, a virtuoso on tegum or transverse bamboo flute from Korea.
Thank you. So, three musicians from extremely disparate spheres of music. Ghost Poet, Hailim Kim and Nils Fram. Ghost Poet, what have you brought with you today?
Well, today I brought with me a Monotribe, a couple of Monotrons, an Eventide, a Moog, Fatty, Space Echo pedal and a Line 6 DL4.
So you could say a lot of electronic bits and bobs.
Yeah, basically. Lots of bits and bobs, yes.
And Hailim Kim, I know that you're from Korea and I know that you're doing a PhD in London, but what have you brought along today?
Today, I presented a Korean traditional music of my flute, which is a Korean traditional transverse flute, which is called a taegeum. It's got really huge wide spectrum of a timbre, so I can explore whatever I want.
Do you do any storytelling?
Yes, I did.
I thought you might have done. Okay, and then we also have Nils Fram, who's flown in from Germany, from Berlin.
Yes, I did.
And what have you brought with you?
A few cables, a delay pedal, and the rest was a Juno 60 synthesizer, a Fender Rhodes, a Celeste, piano, yeah, big boxes.
It's a whole orchestra, and who was playing the timpani?
We all kind of did that.
Yeah, yeah.
We
all
did. In various parts of our compositions, we all kind of used the timpani. Yeah.
So tell me, everyone, how did it work today? How did you make music together?
We just got together this morning, and nobody knew each other, and then we heard a few sounds the others were making.
Yeah.
Maybe gave little remarks like, "Boy, that's awesome," or "Wow,
yeah,
keep doing that. That's yeah. So good."
And we just kind of like rolled on from that, and
yeah,
it just built up to, we played for almost 2 hours just making music. It was fun.
We even didn't exchange any ideas. We just really spontaneous.
Yeah, very spontaneous. And I think that was the beauty of it. It was great to just make music with complete strangers and, you know, work together like we've known each other for years. Very strange. Mm. Yeah.
But one thing we were really consistent was like keeping the flow rolling all the time.
Yeah. I think rather than just hanging yourself on one idea and try to make it perfect, whatever that means, we all agreed that we should just keep it rather loose and go for the right moment than for the perfect take.
Does each piece just start with one of you and then the others reacting to that one, or...?
I think that the chance that we all start in the very same time is rather rare.
So it was kind of a mixture of things, wasn't it? Sometimes it was yourself, sometimes it was Kalim, sometimes it was
certain things were on autopilot and we were running all the time. So sometimes there was even just sound or noise coming out of the speaker, and then you kept it for 40 minutes. And
It was quite intense.
해가 떴다. 달이 졌다. 그리고 그 한계 속에서 우리는 저기 저 멀리 있는 곳에서 더 먼 곳을 향해 다시 기지개를 피고 있었다. 그러나 하지만 그 한계 앞에서 우리는 절대 굴복할 수 없었던 것이었다. 그저 저 먼 곳을 우두커니 바라보고서 말도 없는 그 고개를 까딱거리면서 한없이 웃고 있었던 것이다. 마찬가지로 그보다 더 깊은 곳에 있는 자기 자신과 모순되는 그 아름다운 향도 아름다운 그 꿈을 향해서 나는 정말 갈 수 있었다고 굳게 믿고 있는 것이다. 아마도 그럴 것이라고 정말 굳게 믿고 있는 것이다.
It's interesting that the rhythms come from all of you. They don't just come from the machines or the drum instruments. Everyone seemed to be concentrating on making rhythmic sounds. Was that true, do you think?
I think it's like a natural thing. The fact that you can't find it any other kind of like field in the sense of absolute strangers meeting together and just locking into something that all makes sense to all of us. And I think it just naturally developed over time, really, and regardless of who started or what we started with, it was almost like a telepathic thing in a sense of we knew what direction to go next with the song or the section.
I think percussion worked quite good with a flute because a flute uses very specific scales which are sometimes hard to follow on a Steinway or like on Western instruments. So I think the abstraction of just having percussive sounds in there is also helping to give the flute a more unique space to live in.
Do you think the flute was at the center of it then and that you were avoiding Western harmonies?
No, we had harmonies. Yeah. I think even the drumming had always like some tonality which didn't really need to match perfectly with anything, but it was all about tones too, of course.
Personally, it was quite fun because when I play the traditional repertoire, so I don't use that kind of a percussive sound out of it. But for this kind of special project, I did like make the most out of it.
That was really good. It was really expressive, you know.
Yeah. I liked all different colors, like the digital beats, like the programmed material with the handmade percussion and the warm road sounds, like this old vintage sounds combined with that and the flute, which is again like opening a total different horizon.
Now you spent the day together, is there something that you wished that you'd made happen musically that you didn't?
No, I think we're not so greedy.
Hey, totally satisfied customer. And even more important than that, Do you think you'll work together again? Do you think you'll go off and record all this?
It's a bit like Blind Date asking that kind of question. Will we see each other again? You know, you know, never know.
I always wanted that gig. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think there's a good chance that we, maybe not in this constellation, but maybe with other people, just two.
You can never say never.
Yeah. See, right?
Never say never. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. It's an outstanding session.
Thanks very much,
Ghost Poet.
Nice one.
Thanks very much, Hylim King.
Thank you.
And thanks very much, Nils Fromm.
And thank you, Max.
Well, someone tweeted in that that was utterly gorgeous, and so it was. A huge thank you to Nils Fram, Ghost Poet, and Hailim Kim, our very special musicians there, for a truly inspirational Late Junction session. And thanks very much to Peter Meanwell for producing it, and indeed to Freya Hellier for producing all my programmes over these 2 weeks. Now, if you'd like to log on and have a look at the Late Junction homepage, there's some things available for you, such as a podcast of that session. It's available from tomorrow for the next 28 days. You can also listen again while you're there to this programme over the next 7 days, as many times as you like. And there's full details of all the music I'm playing tonight. You can't say we're not good for you and good to you, because we are. But tonight we're virtually out of time, so all that remains is to remind you that I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'm back with you at 11 o'clock on Christmas night. That's 5 sleeps away, boys and girls. Till then, have a fine, fine time. Merry Christmas to all of our listeners and their families from all of us at Late Junction. Thanks for listening.
I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. Sweden is where I'm starting again this morning, with more from the archives of the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra. Menachem Pressler, formerly of the Beaux-Arts Trio, celebrated his 89th birthday a few days ago, and he'll be playing a Mozart piano concerto with Daniel Harding on the podium in a concert from February this year in just under half an hour. Part of this Swedish focus over the last few days has been the centenary this year of the orchestra's music director during most of the 1960s. He was the Romanian Sergiu Celibidache, and from March 1970 comes this account of Haydn's Symphony No. 99 in E-flat.
Thank you. Thank you.